Have supplies near your home, please anticipate, even if you are inland, that you could experience some long-term power outage.
The very fact that you've made yourself available today, we always appreciate that, Secretary, speaks of, I would imagine, the enormity of this issue. Some have been saying it's a bad storm, it's not a lethal storm. What do these guys in Washington know that we don't? What do you?
Well, we don't want it to be a lethal storm, but that means proper preparation. It is a very large, robust storm. It's going to cover a lot of territory, many states. It's going to have major flooding associated with the rainfall, in part because of the amount of rainfall we've already had here. The ground is saturated, and so preparing not just for the storm, but for the after effects is so very important.
Secretary, do you think some people are being too alarmist, though? And I don't mean to pick either governors and or mayors of different regions, where when you're pre-evacuating areas, we're talking about shutting down the transit system ahead of time without a drop of rain falling yet. Are you heightening the fears, and maybe unjustifiably so, and creating a pre-panic?
No, I don't think so. First of all, your local leaders have to make the best judgments they can based on the information that they have. The time to prepare and get advance of the storm is now, before the rain starts to fall. Once the rain starts to fall, it's almost too late. So we rely on our mayors and our governors to make those judgment calls. I've been a governor. I know they can be difficult, but the ultimate goal is to reduce the risk to loss of life, and then to be able to recover as quickly as possible.
You know,